Some farmers need expensive, high-tech equipment to harvest their crops. This crop requires a very low-tech method of harvest, but it does help if you aren't afraid of heights. The unique crop is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Giant pumpkin growers might allow just one gourd to grow on a vine in order to increase its size. David Faulkner says it's kind of the same principle when it comes to growing dates, except you have to climb high into a palm tree to do the work.
They have about 100 strands of dates per bunch, and we cut them down to about 35. After the dates get a little bigger than a pea, we'll start thinning them and only leave about 12 dates where there would normally be about 40.
The dates will not ripen at the same time, so David may have to get to the top of each tree three or four times for harvest.
I use a 30-foot forklift, and then I have a 6-foot and a 10-foot extension, so I can get up to about a 50-foot tree.
Although David's trees are already quite tall, you can get production from the youngest of date palms.
Starting when the trees are just a foot off the ground, they'll start having dates, and then they keep going. They'd be 60, 70 feet tall and still keep producing dates.
The palms will produce well over 100 years of age. Harvest begins in late July and does not conclude until the end of October. David is a specialty grower, raising varieties of dates that may be difficult to find anywhere else.
I have Majules, which is what most people have, and then I have Kedrawis, Halawis, Kastawis, Zahedis, Deglets, Black Sphinx, Barhis.
David's 2.5 acres of date palms keeps him plenty busy, and he can earn good money from that size of operation.
There's a lot of people that just have a few acres, and then you have your big growers that have more than 1,000 acres. They have to have hundreds and hundreds of people working for them.
The arid climate of southern Arizona and California make it one of the few places able to raise dates in this nation. Traveling the countryside in Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.